Day is the university's largest community event. It's essentially an open house. I'm Holly DeArmond. I'm the Associate Director of Marketing at the University of Maryland, and my primary responsibility is the coordination and management of Maryland Day. We really have something for everyone. If you're a prospective student, you can come and learn about tips on taking the math placement exam. You can, if you're a parent of a prospective student, you can get tips on how to pay for college. So we have financial aid seminars. We also have lots of fun things. Alumni can come back and just see the campus, bring their family. We have lots of events for young children, anything from inflatables on the mall to science experiments that are really geared towards children. We also have a very popular young alumni barbecue over at the Riggs Center for alumni. And then the general community can just come for a day of fun, and all of our events are free. So we really have something for all age groups and all interests.
Since that's really hot, it burns up the air, it sucks more air in, but since it's only sucking it in.
This is our 13th annual one. Yeah, so 13 years. We started 13 years ago, had a few thousand people, and now generally we have anywhere from 55,000 to 80,000, depending on the weather. Maryland Day was started by then-President Moat. He was previously at Berkeley, and they were doing something similar, but it was very research-based and science-based, and it was only the colleges that are in those areas. And so when he came to Maryland, he said, well, we really should be doing this from all aspects of the campus. And that's really how it got started, and the campus has just really loved it, and now everyone participates in Maryland Day. Some new things that we're really excited about this year on Maryland Day is, for the first time, the Smithsonian is coming to Maryland Day. Now, the Smithsonian, similar to NASA Goddard and other partners, is a research partner of the university, but they're coming to Maryland Day this year to talk about what they do with the university and also talk about some of the events they have going on in DC. So we're really excited about that partnership. Another thing that we're really excited about is our Health and Wellness Festival that's taking place on Hornbeck Plaza. We are having alumnus Joy Bauer. She's hosting the cooking stage where we're cooking all healthy recipes. Dining services chefs have chosen some of her most popular recipes that are also healthy and fun. So I think guests will have a really fun time seeing her. They'll also get to sample the food that the chefs are cooking and take a home recipe card. So we're really excited about that. We also have another alumni coming, Jeff Kinney, who is a popular author of the Diary of a Wimpy Kid series. He's coming to our Big Top, and he'll also be doing a book signing. And then we have some of our most popular, the Wind Tunnel will be open. Everyone loves that on Maryland Day, and just a lot of different things this year. Coach Edsel will be at Maryland Day. It'll also be his first Maryland Day, as he's our new football coach. He and the football team do an autograph signing session just before the annual spring game that takes place at 3:30. So we'll have the football team here. We also have both basketball teams, men's and women's. Both coaches, Coach Freeze and Coach Williams, do an autograph signing with their players. We have How to Train Like a Terp, where guests can go into the Gossett training facility and see how the Terps train from all soccer. The soccer team will be there, and all different sports. So we do have a lot for the Terps fan out there. So not only are you learning about what goes on a college campus, but we have very practical events for stuff I can actually go back home after Maryland Day and say, we should try doing this. So that's what I like about Maryland Day, and the fact that it's really open and free and everyone can just come and have a good time. We've got a really great website. It's marylandday.umd.edu, and there you can plan your day. And you can really scroll through all the events, check the ones that you're interested in or you think you want to take your family to, and then print that out. You can also request a printed program through the website. Maryland Day is set for Saturday, April 30th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Parking and admission are free. You can come anytime. You can come at 10, you can come at 2, you can come anytime. We have events all day long.